Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: ما كذبت ولا كذبت ولا ضللت ولا ضل بي.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, I have neither spoken a lie, nor have I been told a lie. I have neither deviated, nor have I been made to deviate others.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, of course, we find that history either has people who were the incredibly devoted and lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his universal persona, or there were individuals who were on the exact opposite side and they were the enemies and the staunch enemies, for that matter, of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or they were totally indifferent to the universal persona of His Eminence. Now, what's interesting is that, yes, we find many, many, many traditions from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, who has encouraged the Muslims and the believers to go towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and to learn from that persona and to love that persona and to obey that universal persona. And of course, as we have said in our programs, the love and the obedience and the following of this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is precisely because this persona is the manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Quran, and it is the manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And so because this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most accurate and the most perfect manifestation of these teachings of both the Holy Quran and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, therefore we find this great, great emphasis and pointing towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But it's not limited to the Messenger of Allah. So we find that Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was one of these very famous mufassirin and exegete of the Holy Quran, once he had lost his sight, they were passing by a well of Zamzam, where a group of people from Syria were cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now then, this in itself is an interesting point. Why is it that people from Syria were cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam? Well, if you are well aware of history and what happened historically, well, Muawiyah, who was the governor appointed by Uthman and had been officially removed by Imam Ali alayhi salam as the governor of Syria, he had instated this, this tradition or this custom of cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam. So these people who came to Mecca, most probably for Hajj or Umrah or something, they were by the well of Zamzam and they were continuing this custom of theirs of cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam. So when Abdullah ibn Abbas, of course, this great exegete and mufassir of the Holy Quran, when he hears this, he said to these people, "Which one of you curses Allah?" And they said, "Ma'adallah, none of us curse Allah." And then he asked, "Which one of you curses the Messenger of Allah?" And they said, "Ma'adallah, again, God forbid, we would never curse our Holy Prophet." And then Abdullah ibn Abbas asks, "Which one of you curses Ali?" And they said together, "Yes, we curse Ali." And then Ibn Abbas says, "I bear witness that I heard the Messenger of Allah saying to Ali alayhi salam, 'O Ali, whoever curses you has cursed me, and whoever curses me has cursed Allah, and whoever curses Allah, Allah will throw them into the hellfire on their face.'" And so this occurred, and this has been written in the historical books, and it is written in the books of traditions. And we find here that one of the great exegetes and mufassirin of the Holy Quran by the name of Abdullah ibn Abbas is even saying, and he is relating the tradition from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, how cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam is to curse the Messenger of Allah, which is to curse the Almighty Allah himself. A very profound statement here, where the universal persona of Imam Ali is connected and related to the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And in turn, these universal personas are connected and related to the being of the Almighty Allah, right? So those values, those attributes, those characteristics that the Almighty Allah values and expects humanity to inculcate within themselves, these traits and attributes and characteristics are manifested in the Messenger of Allah, which in turn are manifested in Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so to curse one is to curse the other, and we will add, to love one is to love the other. To love Imam Ali is to love the Messenger of Allah, and to love them is to love the Almighty Allah. A very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of another other than Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help, procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Somebody came to Ali and he says, يا أمير المؤمنين هل رأيت ربك حين عبدته؟ O Ali, have you seen your Lord when you worship him? And the answer came even more surprising. ويلك ما كنت أعبد ربا لم أره. Ali says to this person, what do you think? Am I going to worship somebody whom I don't see? So the answer was even more confusing than the question. Because he says, I'm not going to worship somebody I do not see. And so this follow-up question came up. كيف رأيته? How did you see your Lord? This is where Amir al-Mu'min now clarifies the reality. He says, ويلك لا تدركه العيون في مشاهدة الأبصار. The eyes cannot see him face to face. ولكن رعته القلوب بحقائق الإيمان the hearts are able to perceive him through the realities of belief and iman. Ali is saying, open the eyes of your heart. This is where you'll be able to see the jamal and the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not through these eyes. And then he goes and talks about him in detail where he says, he is closer to you, but not in a sense that you can touch him. He is far away from you, but not in the sense that he is separate from you. So Amir al-Mu'mineen reached to that level of spiritual, you know, stage, where he was able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the eyes of his heart, not by this vision of the eyes. And that is where you see he utters the words, where he says, مَا رَعَيْتُ شَيْئًا, that I had never seen anything. إِلَّا رَعَيْتُ رَعَيْتُ اللَّهَ قَبْلُهُ وَبَعَدُهُ وَمَعَهُ. He says, I don't see anything, but that I see Allah before it, and after it, and with it. There is no moment in my life where I forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there always with Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that is why he on one hand becomes Waliyul Awliya, and on the other hand he becomes Waliyullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.